FM.
How's it going? Thank you for clicking into the Best of Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show podcast, where we bring you all the highlights from the past week of the show. A couple of gift grubs where Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane are reunited and it feels so good at Knott's Forest. And we venture into social media house as well. Our breakfast news anchor Kim Buckley and I have a good laugh about what makes the perfect bridesmaid. And Dermot Bannon tells us all about his new TV series, Dermot Bannon's Incredible Homes. That needs a bit of echo, actually, doesn't it?
Reunited and it feels so
hey, Roy.
All right, Martin.
How's it going?
Hey.
Delighted you could take the job, Roy.
Yeah, no problem at all. There's only so many bins I can put out at the end of the day. They were doing
well,
me head in.
You're here now, so we're going to do things differently here, Roy.
Okay.
Modernise.
Okay, absolutely. Clean sheet at the end of the day, Martin.
Which bins were giving you the most trouble, by the way?
The brown ones. I mean,
they're for food, yeah.
No, and compost. Compost isn't food, is it? I mean, to be fair.
But it's biodegradable.
Well, didn't you go in the green bin, surely? That's what I was thinking.
Well, that's for paper, isn't it?
But what about the Tetra Paks at the end of the day? The Tetra Paks were
that's
ones that...
general waste.
Oh, but what about the green-friendly Tetra Paks?
So here we are, Roy. Same old Knott's Forest dressing room.
All credit to deja vu. Remember it like it was only yesterday. 1990 it was, when I met the gaffer. Right over there.
Look at my eyes, man.
Hello, lad. Oh, what's your name, young fellow?
Roy Keane at the end of the day, gaffer.
Oh, hello, Irish.
Hello.
Now listen to me, Irish. I'll use you occasionally, but only if you're at it.
Well, I've been going over...
Shut it, Irish.
Okay.
I am talking. Now, what's that over there?
Where?
Oh! What did you just do? I punched you in the face, Irish. How do you feel?
I feel surprisingly liberated. I think I'll base my whole career on this one pivotal moment.
Good lad. Now clean my boots.
Okay. Okay, Roy, here's the training ground.
Okay.
Let's do what we do best.
Okay, I'll get the cones.
What cones?
I'll put out the cones and stick the kettle on.
No, Roy, forget the cones.
No cones?
We're going to modernise, remember?
Okay.
Modern training techniques.
Modern, okay.
You know, players are different nowadays, Roy.
Okay.
You know, arm around the shoulder.
The shoulder,
you know,
okay.
We've got to coax a performance out of the players.
Coax, okay, absolutely, Martin.
Less stick, more carrot.
Yep, all credit, two legumes, great vegetable.
Okay, yeah. You start them off, Roy.
Okay.
I'll talk to you in a while.
Okay, Martin. Okay, hello, lads. Anybody interested in a bit of training
yeah.
at the end of the day?
What?
Pretty please?
We'll see
sugar on top. Nothing too heavy.
Roy, that's a bit too much carrot there.
Okay, too much carrot. Okay, lads, get around at the end of the day.
Yeah.
What's your name, dear?
It's Ben.
What's going on with your phone?
Well, it's my Insta story.
Insta story? A training?
Well, I'm not training.
Why not?
Well, I'm injured, aren't I?
What's the injury?
Well, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it today.
Sorry, not feeling it?
Yeah, sorry. Who are you anyway?
Are you feeling that?
Oh.
No, that's an injury.
More carrot, Roy, carrot.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Anybody find that in any way problematic?
No. Roy, let's go to a press conference.
Okay,
back later.
Right, I'll take these questions, Roy, okay?
Yeah, of course, ma'am.
Okay, Martin will take questions now for the assorted press. You in the front.
Sorry, Martin, mm-hmm. Where is Roy Keane at the moment?
Roy has arrived at Forest. He's down the back, just settling in there, as you
Thanks,
can see
Martin.
Him. I'd like to go through the team now.
Roy, what's your role at Nottingham Forest?
I'm doing nothing. I'm just sitting here down the back.
Roy.
Well, Jeff, Roy Keane has just said that he is doing nothing at Nottingham Forest.
No, I didn't say I was doing nothing. I just said I didn't want to bring a circus to the club.
Roy.
Incredible scenes here, Jeff. Roy Keane says Nottingham Forest is a circus.
Sorry, Martin, I'll get out of your way. Okay, talk to you later.
Roy.
And we're hearing reports that Roy Keane has walked out of Nottingham Forest.
Right, well, who's left? A question for Martin. Yes, the international press in the front row. Yes, you, sir.
No.
No, go ahead. You're the only one left in the room. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Martin, Tony O'Donoghue here, RTE Sport.
Hard luck on me being picked to ask you a question?
Not now, Tony. Not now.
Today FM. During the week, myself and Kim Buckley had a good chat about the types of Irish bridesmaids there are. And with Kim getting married in a few weeks' time, best of luck, Kim, she let us in on a secret all about hers. Oh, yeah. I wonder if she regrets this.
Kim and Paul, and actually, Kim, we've got a new book that was just sent in by O'Brien Press that you might be interested in.
Yeah.
It's by Natasha McAvard, and it's called The Irish Bridesmaid's Guide.
Oh, very
so
good.
Have you got? I know you're not completely traditional with your wedding, but have you got bridesmaids?
I do.
Excellent.
Three?
Okay, yeah. Well, we've got four here, and if anybody out there can add to this list, it'd be great. Maybe you can too. And maybe you've got this type. One section we spotted in the book is different bridesmaid types.
Okay.
Including the flake, right? She's so sorry she had to cancel your coffee date to discuss the dresses, but she just remembered she had a thing on. Is there one of those in your...
Maybe.
What about the know-it-all bridesmaid? If she was getting married, she wouldn't have it in this hotel, and that the band the bride has chosen are so last year.
No, I don't know.
You're the boss, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, actually, there is one called the boss as well. There's no point in coming up with suggestions about the colour of the dresses or the venue for the hen. This bridesmaid is convinced her way is the only way. I doubt if that's the case.
No, that's me.
No, Kim, hold on now. Name and shame.
and there's one final one here in this book, The Irish Bridesmaid's Guide. The skint one. She heaves a huge sigh of relief when the bride makes it clear she's paying for the dresses. When another bridesmaid suggests afternoon tea in the Merrion, she puts forward a picnic in the park as an alternative.
Gas.
Is there one of those, is there?
Well, I'll be killed for saying this, but my wedding is next month and all of the bridesmaids have changed their dress last minute.
Really?
Yes. That's very controversial.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. And so there you go.
When you say changed it, that they changed it themselves.
They've got a new dress now. They've decided they didn't like the dress and they changed it. So yeah.
Hashtag aux.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was it a kind of a, they came to you and said, okay, Kim.
And you
agreed?
Yeah, it's fine. It's nothing to do with me. I said they can pick their own dress and now they've changed it, so it's fine.
Okay.
I'll be killed that I said
it's
that.
Fine. Fine now.
I'll say it on the, you're going to make I presume you're making a speech on the day.
I am.
It'll probably come up.
It will.
I probably will. Thanks a million.
Now, I have a question for you. Are you addicted to social media? Be honest now, because I think we're all to some degree. We're all stuck with our faces in our phones from time to time. But what if social media was actually a person, or people even, as opposed to a digital cyberspace? What would it be like? Gift Grub went on a hypothetical journey.
Hi there.
Welcome to Social Media House. How can I help you?
I'm thinking about starting a social media account.
No better place. Come with me.
Right.
Now all the various social media are behind these doors.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to start?
How about here?
Twitter. Okay, let's go inside. There's my madhouse in there.
Wow. This place is mental. What are they laughing at?
Dog on the skateboard.
That's hilarious. Oh my God, it's Donald.
We need to build a wall.
Ah no, that's just a parody account.
All right, very convincing.
I know, you can't tell the difference these days. Oh, you have a follower.
Brilliant.
Hi, I'm at Dialer_69. Husband, father, foodie, friend. All views are my own. Hi at Dialer_69. I went to see A Star Is Born there yesterday. Very good.
Hey, at Doyler_69, did you not find that movie problematic?
Oh, here we go.
Hey, at Chivy Wivy, problematic? No, not in the slightest. Why?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Toxic masculinity, needing male approval to get famous?
At Chivy Wivy, get a life, will you?
WTF?
Incoming.
Followers, hashtag scumbag alert.
There he is, lads, the racist!
Sorry!
He's a homophobe!
What did I do? Set him go away!
You racist! Here, lads, look at him!
Jesus, where did all these people come from?
Get Liam Neeson, let's cancel him! You racist!
Come on, Liverpool!
Hey, it's only his opinion. Hello? Hello?
Why isn't anybody listening to her?
Oh, her? Oh, that's because she's reasonable.
Right.
There's no room for her in here, I'm afraid.
Fair enough. Let's go, so.
How are you? I'm looking for the...
Conor McGregor's account is over there, love, okay? Thanks.
So what's in this one here?
In we go. Welcome to Instagram.
Wow.
Hi, look at my dinner.
Oh, what a beautiful dinner.
Gee, gorgeous dinner. That looks nice.
It looks nice because it is nice.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I know you might be a bit hungover, but I just climbed Croagh-Patrick in 12 minutes.
Yay! Woo!
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Fabulous scarf, by the way.
Looking good, hon.
Oh, and look at that beautiful sunset over there. And another one over here. And another... What?
They all look kind of the same.
Yes, but each one of them is beautiful in their own way.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, let's go. See ya.
Bye.
So, what's in here?
This is LinkedIn.
Hi, Barry Henderson, B-A-L-L-B, M-R-S-I, F-S-I-S. Want to connect?
No, thanks, you're grand, Barry.
No problem. Hi,
Barry. Hi, I'm an extremely educated individual.
Good for you.
Hello, hello. Sorry I'm late. I'm a nobody who thinks I'm a somebody.
Welcome to LinkedIn.
I presume you're on this one, are you?
Oh, no. I actually have a decent job.
Okay, I've seen enough. Let's go. Why are all the people leaving that room down there?
Oh, that's Facebook. Good luck.
Has anybody seen a lost dog?
Look, just because I knew you had school, Trevor, doesn't mean you're my best friend. Today
FM. I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Mr. Dermot Bannon. How are you, Dermot? How's it going?
I'm good, Ian. How are you?
Great. Very good. Thank you very much. And you've been on your travels, and
yes,
your first show is coming up on Sunday. So this is different to Room to Improve. It's
very
called
different to
Dermot
Room to Improve,
Bannon's
yeah.
Incredible Homes.
It's basically
nice to get your name into the name of a show, actually, isn't it?
I was going
to
drop the homes.
Just Dermot Bannon's incredible.
Would not be better.
I like the way you're thinking. Yeah, yeah.
No, so we I don't know if anybody saw the shows we did last year. We did
in America,
New York,
yeah,
and
LA.
In LA. So
yeah,
this is a series now, kind of leading on from that. So we did Australia. So we did Melbourne.
Is this like a Nixer?
This is like a little Nixer.
Okay.
I did it over the weekends.
Yeah.
So we did Melbourne, Sydney, and then, so Sydney is the first show, Melbourne yeah. second, and then Sweden, which was actually really cool.
Right.
And then London. We went to some amazing houses yeah. in London. So
have you done one for, you just did New York and LA so far. You haven't done Ireland. Do you think
no,
there it would merit one?
We have room to improve
one?
For that.
What?
We have room to improve.
I know you've room to improve, but are there incredible houses in Ireland that
no,
you think would fit
we
in?
We do. We go to the incredible houses
yeah.
in the show.
That's true, yeah.
So,
if,
like we'd always have an inspiration, we call it for our inspirational
yeah,
things, where we bring
yeah.
the clients off to get a bit inspired in the middle
right,
of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's true,
so
yeah.
we try and cover all of the really great homes on Room to
And that's probably what gave me the idea to do this other one. I said, and I can get a trip,
well, no,
a free
like,
trip out of it as well.
They said to me in RT, look, we have a couple of slots in the autumn. This is last year. And they said, what would you like to do? Would you like to do some more like Room to Improve? And I said, oh, God, well, I don't know.
Because you're hot stuff, Dermot.
I'm there. I'm available. But and they said, what would you like to do? And actually, as an architect, like when we go away on holidays, I'm constantly dragging the kids and my wife and
yeah.
everyone to into buildings
yeah.
around into you know, it, squares,
don't
museums,
her,
coliseum.
Don't mind her.
They're moving my microphone around. Sorry, I could have been frightened there. Somebody behind me. But that's my passion. Like I could go to London tomorrow
yeah.
if you had a meeting in the morning, and
yeah.
then I'll spend the whole rest of the day
yeah.
just wandering around looking up, go to Barcelona, Rome,
yeah.
whatever. So for me, that's a real busman's holiday.
Yeah.
And that's how we learn. Like everything, you come up with inspiration. It's like, you know, you get hit by this lightning bolt from
yeah.
God and then, oh, there's the building.
Yeah.
It's not. You do your research and your research is constantly looking at other buildings.
Yeah.
So when they said, what would you like to do? I said, I'd love to go and explore
look
some of the
other,
best buildings.
Yeah.
And you see, when you're traveling with it, this is a little, I'll give you a backstage. If you're traveling with a TV company, you get access to more places than you ever
well,
was.
Well, that's so, true, yeah.
Like if I headed off to New York, LA, Sydney,
yeah.
Melbourne, I wouldn't get into people's homes.
Yeah.
And actually, it's brilliant because like we film maybe for 8 or 9 hours with somebody during
yeah.
the day, but
yeah.
Like I might be filming for 4 of those, so 5 of those you're kind of you're hanging around, you get to talk to them, you really
yeah,
get an
you
insight.
Do get to know them, and you might somebody might click with you and say, I'll ask that now the
yeah.
next time.
But it's also you get an insight into how people live, like
yeah.
you really do come back. Like it's kind of like it's like going on holiday, like on a research trip on speed.
Yeah. Oh, okay, right. I haven't tried that.
neither should anybody at home.
Okay. So listen, I watched the Sydney one last night.
Yes.
And first of all, there was a woman, first of all, who is the richest woman in Australia.
Judith.
And
yes.
Judith. Now,
yeah.
lovely woman.
Yes.
Got this house, though, and I think it's completely impractical.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah. But you absolutely loved it.
Loved
now,
it.
Are you being honest
you
when you say that?
Judith is a philanthropist, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
her main role is raising money for her causes,
yeah.
okay, and for her charities. So she needed a house that was a bit of a landmark. So it's huge. Like it seats, I think the table downstairs can
60 or something,
60
wasn't it?
People.
Yeah, yeah.
But she also has another dining table,
yeah.
a casual one upstairs
yes, yeah.
for 20.
Just for intimate ones, yeah.
She has a stairs that is designed to take a horse up and down it.
Yes.
But she...
I didn't see anywhere that she could throw her legs up on a poof. and watch Sky,
watch
whatever,
you
know. Never watch Room to Improve. Exactly.
I don't think she does that. She's not that kind of person.
Okay.
I remember she was, nobody's ever gotten into that house before.
Really?
And because all the other architects we spoke to, I said, we're going to see Indigo Slam. You're going to see Indigo Slam.
Yeah.
And when we arrived over, she kind of interviewed me. So the first night that we got there, she said, I'd like to meet Dermot first before I fully commit. And we're traveling to the other side of the world. You better commit. But anyway, she didn't. So we arrived and she wanted to see, did she hit it off with me? And we went.
You seem to get on quite well together, actually.
I got on great.
I thought you were going to move in, to be honest with you. But it was great. And then my favourite one was actually the cliff house at the end.
Yeah.
And there's a kind of a hallelujah moment. And we actually have the hallelujah chorus here, which is kind of, you know the way you've got this obsession?
Yes.
With bloody windows
and
big lights. And you actually learned something on this one. That it's not always the best thing to do.
I learned something on every project. That's why you go. But we went to Sydney in the middle of the winter, and it was like an Irish summer.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, would you not kind of let the heat and the light in? And they said, you want to be here in the middle of the summer.
Right.
They call their summer stinking summers. They don't call them a lovely summer.
Yeah.
They call them stink. So you can imagine the heat. So basically, there was two things. The kind of blocking off the first floor, but it wasn't blocked off. There's loads of little chinks.
Yeah, you
through.
Walked in. It was lovely. It was kind of bricks and the little holes. So you could see there was something through there.
And it's the most amazing. Yeah. Gordon's Bay. Most Irish people have been to Australia have been.
And you're doing your own house as well.
Do my own house for week number 5.
Is that
going to
be featured on the TV at all?
It is. We're filming it, but it's not a Room to Improve. It's a different kind of show.
Yeah.
So it's because it's obviously me. A room.
It's family at war.
Who am I going to fight with?
Exactly, fighting with yourself. That could be good. Actually, the great comment here, Ian. I can imagine Dermot Bannon on holidays building a sandcastle, and his kids are saying, "Dad, why can't we build sandcastles like everybody else?"
They get up and walk away.
Today FM. Did you see? I put up a thing there yesterday about the breakfast show and the JNLRs, and we have new listeners, which is great. And I put a little emoji beside everybody. Were you happy with your emoji?
I was.
Yeah, it's kind of party, kind of, because you're in a festive time of your life because you're getting married and all that. So I thought that was appropriate. Paul, did you see your one?
I appreciate the thoughtfulness.
I did. I see you have lovely red cheeks.
Yeah, but you're also kind of very welcoming, I thought.
Thank you.
What I was doing, yeah. And that's why we love you, Paul,
because you
may have noticed that none of us have made eye contact with you today. And that's because we know that today is a very special day for you. And I'm not even going to say what age you are today, but I know it's a milestone birthday. I'm not going to say it because I don't believe it.
Okay.
Because you're so young looking.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so if you want to say it, you can.
I'm just saying thank you.
Thank you. Next. So we just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
And one of the reasons we love you is because of your passion. And here's an example of that passion, Paul.
They're on the attack again. A goal chance. It's there. And Shane O'Donnell has hit the back of the net for the banner. They've got in front. It's 1-3 to 2 points at Croke Park.
Yes, do you remember that day?
I do. Oh, it was a great day.
Fantastic.
Great day.
Paul, I just want to wish you a very happy
birthday. Thank you so much,
birthday, Ian. And I wish you all the best and hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
I know.
Oh!
Ah, the lads are coming to see.
Happy birthday to you.
Isn't that lovely?
Happy birthday, dear Paul.
Lovely singers, aren't they?
Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip hooray!
Where are you going with those digits, lads? Get out of here.
Have they got the number right?
Yeah, no, that's the number of my house.
So, Paul, have we left you for once in your life speechless?
Indeed. I hope you have a good song coming up. That's all I'd say. And there's a bit of caking for you here.
Oh, lovely. And there we have it. Another very best of the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Done and dusted. Well, nearly. Before I head off, I want to remind you about our These Three Words quiz. It's now worth €1,500. Yes, €1,500. You can get it. All you got to do is guess the voice. That's it. Guess the voice. Simple as that. No other stipulations whatsoever. And we will send you a cheque for €1,500. If you can tell me who this lady is saying supportive. Have a listen.
Supportive?
Then we'll hand you over the cheque. Simple as that. And she's American. That's the first clue. Here she is again. Listen carefully.
Supportive.
That's it for the Best of Breakfast podcast. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can get in touch with the show anytime you please by sending an email to breakfast@todayfm.com. No event too big or small. And who knows, maybe you'll be the star of one of our podcasts in the future. We'd love to hear from you. Chat to you soon.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Renault.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.